Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Welcome, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And don't forget to download and subscribe to my podcast show because today's episode is about goal setting. Today, I'm going to talk about goal setting. And I know for some people, this can automatically make you feel like you're overwhelmed, but you don't actually have to be overwhelmed. Goal setting keeps you from feeling overwhelmed. So it's just the opposite because your thoughts are organized and you have a roadmap to success, like the Secret Sauce to Success, where I help you guys with the roadmap to success. What type of goals do you have for yourself or your business? I want you to take some time, write down a few things that you want to accomplish by this time next year. Then tomorrow, go back and list and choose one thing you want to break down into smaller steps. If starting a business is one of your goals, give it a deadline. Say, I want to open my business by next June, and then you're going to research and write down the steps that you're going to need in order to take to start that business. You don't have to be too detailed because that might make you feel overwhelmed, but write down some general milestones you're going to need to hit in order to reach that goal. When I first started my company, Myel, I started with a goal, and that was to launch a website so I can sell my products, an e-commerce platform, by May 23rd of 2014. And, you know, now that I think about it, I didn't have May 23rd. I think I just had the month of May because that was my goal to launch this website, and the website ended up launching on May 23rd. But I had to back into that goal and I had to break down that goal into little bitty steps and hit those milestones along the way. So goal setting is one of the key things that I always tell my mentees before we even start our session. What are your goals? And the first worksheet that I give is let's do some goal setting worksheets because you can't plan your business. You can't plan anything if you don't have a roadmap in order to get to that. You don't have a destination. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. That's pretty much what it is. So goal setting is extremely important. And I feel like that this episode is needed for those of you that feel like you have a million ideas. You feel like you're all over the place. You're overwhelmed. You don't know where to start. Well, I'm here to tell you, this is where you start. You start with a pen and paper and you start writing things down. So before we get more into this episode, here is a word from our sponsors. So now let's go back to that goal of you wanting to start a business. And you say you want to open your business by next June. So here's an example of how you're going to break that goal down into small pieces so you can accomplish that goal. So you'll need to come up with a name. That's number one. You want to get a business license. That's number two. You want to have a website built. That's number three. You want to open up a business bank account. That's number four. And then so on and so forth. So you see how I'm taking that huge goal and now I'm breaking it down into small steps. So my first step would be, okay, I'm going to come up with a name and I need to have my business name made by May of 2019, if my goal is to launch my business by June of 2020, right? So then I'm going to need to get a business license. I'm going to set a goal to get my business license by June of 2019. I'm going to have my website built. That may take some time. So I'm going to set a goal to have my website built and designed and have all of the images and everything that I need to get this website built. I'm going to have that done by, let's say September of 2019. Remember, the goal is for this business to open of June of 2020. So I'm going to have my website done by September of 2019. I'm going to open up my business bank account. I'm going to do that in, let's say, sometime in July of 2019. So you see how I am breaking down everything and putting a due date by that goal, because I want you to know that not everything needs to happen all at once. There may be a couple of months between some of your steps, but the point is that you're making progress. You are one step closer to attaining your goal, and that's what matters. I always say some people don't start because they're striving for perfection. And I actually posted this on Instagram the other day. Perfection is actually a disguise for insecurity, because when you're striving for perfection, you're never going to reach that end goal. But yet, if you strive for excellence, that means you're taking baby steps, and you're taking steps in order to reach your goal each and every day. So don't get caught up and tangled in the striving for perfection, or it has to be perfect, or I can't launch my website if my labels are not right, or I can't do it because I don't have all of my inventory. Just do it. It's not going to be perfect. And the people that are your customers, they will understand and they will appreciate you for not acting like you're perfect, because we're all imperfect. When you're striving for perfection, you're being disrespectful to the human nature, because as humans, we're not perfect. So get out of the perfection tangle and just start, just do it, and write down your goals and move towards your goals by taking baby steps. The whole point of setting your goals is to give yourself a destination. We all have dreams and desires, even if it's just to be the best at what we do. Well, how do you get there? It's just like I said in a previous episode, budgeting for your business. If you don't have a roadmap, how will you know how to get where you're going? You need to lay it all out so you can see and mentally prepare for your journey. Now, if you are a believer, which I am a believer, this is when you're praying and asking God to guide you to the right people and the resources along the way. And He will guide you to those peoples. He will bless you with divine connection. Trust me, He will. I want to encourage each and every one of you to take some time to seriously think about the goals you have for yourself. And don't be afraid to dream, and don't be afraid to dream big. As a matter of fact, you have to dream big, because oftentimes you're capable of more than what you think you are. Sometimes we try to downplay our ability so much, and sometimes we don't even believe we can accomplish certain things, because I've been there. I would have started my business long, long, long ago if it wasn't for fear and doubt and me doubting and downplaying my capabilities. In some cases, we may have tried something in the past, which I have tried other things in the past that didn't work out. And because those things didn't work out, now we feel like we're incapable. And if you guys listen to my previous episode, I talked about this, where I've tried several different routes to entrepreneurship before my Yale came along. I did direct sales. I sold Mary Kay and even sold handmade jewelry. But none of those businesses really took off. Matter of fact, they didn't take off at all. But I didn't let that stop me from answering the call when a woman on social media said she wanted to buy my hair product that I was making at home. At home, you guys. I didn't start making YouTube videos about my homemade products because I wanted to sell them. I didn't start educating women on ingredients and how I style my hair and talking about hair care to women because I wanted to sell them. It was because I had a passion for it, and people could see that I had that passion and they wanted to be a part of the movement. So once I decided to start my Yale, I had to decide on the goals that I wanted to reach and make a plan to reach them. I didn't do everything perfectly, which is why I have this podcast to share some of my mistakes. But what was important is that I didn't give up, and I've been able to find success with my Yale because I have a roadmap for success. And it all started with what? Writing down my goals, which is why I start all of my mentees out in the Secret Sauce Academy and in my one-on-one mentorship program. We start with one thing first: writing down goals. I cannot stress enough how important it is to create your roadmap. And stop overthinking it, you guys, because I know I have a lot of overthinkers out there. Stop overthinking it and just write out your goals and take action. The other part of goal setting is that God will give you the desires of your heart, but you have to do your part. And what is your part? Is actually doing the work. To sit down and consider what has to be done and how you're going to do it. Things, they don't always go according to plan, but that's because God has his own ideas about how you're going to reach those goals. He has the master plan to go with the roadmap that he has created for you, but he wants to see you exercise your faith. You got to exercise your faith and take the first steps. It's just like your grandma and your grandpa used to say, when you take one step, he'll take two. So I challenge you guys, take that first step. God wants to see you get serious about the desires in your heart, and he will make all the pieces fall into place. And how do I know that? Because that is my testimony. That is my story. I had no idea that my yield would take off in 5 years and grow so fast. I had an idea. I wrote down my goals. I put it into action and I got to work. And he has blessed my Yale exceedingly, abundantly, more than I can ever think, ask, or imagine. I would have never imagined that I would be in over 100,000 retail stores today if it wasn't for me taking that first step and God taking the two steps in order for me to be blessed, in order for him to grant me with the desires of my heart. He made all the pieces fall into place. He connected all the divine connections. He did all this. I can't take any credit for this. So I want to leave you guys with the thought, and you've probably heard me say it a million times. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Go ahead. You have to dream big. Write out your goals and start doing the work to achieve them. Life happens so fast, and you can't bet on having the time or the resources later. Stop saying that, oh, later it'll come, or later this, or I'll start when such and such is ready. You got to start now. Start going after your dreams. Take action today, because tomorrow is not promised, you guys. So again, if you know that you're going to go after your dreams and if you want to pursue your passions, let me know. Take a screenshot and upload this podcast to your Instagram story and tag me in it and tell me that you're going after your goals. That's it. You're going to put the work in, because I want to know who's going after their dreams and who has this podcast encouraged today for you to say, you know what? That's it. Let me get my pen and paper and let me start writing down my goals and let me put it into action. So again, make sure you guys take a screenshot, upload it, tag me in it. I want to see who's listened to this podcast and see if you guys are actually taking this podcast and learning from it and putting it into action. So I would like to see who's listening. So tag me in your Insta story. Until next time, be sure to download, subscribe, and like my podcast on iTunes. And until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, The Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.